Merely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Let us again hear the text. Yaidam paramanguyam yat bhakte vabidasati. Bhaktim mayi param kritva man evasyat asamshayaha. The one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. May at the end he will come back to me. This is a very inspiring verse for those who are preachers. We in our movement for Krishna consciousness preach in two ways. One is we do assist Srila Prabhupada in preaching by distributing books which will go to all different parts of the world in all kinds of situations. And then we become instruments in the book distribution mission, we often are finding that we are used by Krishna. For instance, I'll tell you a little Sankirtan Leela, an old one, I hope you have not heard it before. There was once that a devotee, that some person was going fishing every day. Now, I don't know if you know the details of fishing, but when you get the fish out, you have to kill it. So after some time, he just thought, I'm killing so many fish, this is not really good. But out of habit, he went out again and again, and one day, he really felt he should give up fishing. But being the slave of his habit, da der Sklave seiner Gewohnheiten war, er ging through the thing out. And then he immediately felt some weight, and he pulled in the thing. The what? The fishing line, yes. He was surprised because on the other end there was a book. Yes, it's not a life, it's not a life that is a book. There was a book. That's the Bible of Gita. Yes, if someone had a book distributor had just thrown it into the lake, and you just had arranged it. That this person was so serious about stopping his material activities that it sounds like a... many times we have people do many such stories. So he opened the book, he read, and he found out about karma and stopped fishing. So he was old now. He went in France. So this shows you the one kind of preaching. It is the Prabhupada and the devotees by distributing the word, and Krishna is blessing this endeavor. Another form of preaching is to tell people, all devotees, directly about Krishna with one's own words. In what other category you do your service? If you do it, the blessing is there that for you at least service is guaranteed, and at the end you will come back to Krishna. This is also the solace for preachers. Sometimes we as preachers don't have a very easy job. We get a Sankirtan address, and the Sankirtan devotee tells us, this is the best person in the universe. I can guarantee you, he will become a bhakta. All right. He drives, knock at the door. you know, we almost become a witness to a great night scene, and that people are very firm, engaged in very simple activities. And when we talk to them, we find out half of the brain is amputated. They're just there getting all their blessings from Krishna to meet the Sankirtan devotees and obtain the piece of literature. So in this way, we have to think if we preach to these people, we can't just leave at the spot. We have to spend some time with them, be merciful, change to them. The other day, we found out the person where we had an address was 99 years old. And it was very difficult for him to understand philosophy because he was already set in his old ways. So we just started making, we made a kirtan. We didn't have instruments with us, so we just clapped and made a long kirtan to bless him in Krishna consciousness. So while I was doing this, I was thinking that I can give lectures to 1,000 people. I can go to the TV, there's so many things. And I felt a little, not disappointed, let me say, about this address. But then I thought, well, let's make the best out of it. He is a conditioned soul. He is pure soul. He has lost Krishna. Maybe he will not understand my words, but the kirtan will act on him. And Krishna is satisfied. That's all we want to obtain in this life. He says, one who explains this. At least for him. I was talking a little about Krishna and chanting the name, and I was thinking, if at least if one person is profiting from the whole thing, then it's me. This is the understanding a preacher must have, either book distributor or a preacher who speaks with his words about Krishna. So by his activities, he satisfies Krishna, and he is engaged in very confidential work. Every one of you, in whatever service you are, just glorify Krishna to other people, and you will see how Krishna becomes satisfied, either by book distribution or by preaching to people who come to the temples or you, whom you invite to your house, or when you are a grihastha, somehow praise Krishna, and this is the fulfillment of the life. Now I wanted to talk a little, because it is late and we have I wanted to talk about one very great secret in Krishna consciousness. Preparing you for the great festival which is about to take place in a few days, few weeks maybe from here. It is the divine appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There will be Gopuniam. When exactly is it? Do you remember? 8th of March. 1 month. 30 days we will have to, 30 times we will become awake, and then it is. That's very something, you know, it's not so long. We can tolerate this. I think we all are aware that this age is a very, very difficult age for Krishna consciousness, at least those who preach and spread. Once the great soul Narada Muni, it was some 5,000 years ago, was becoming very, very disturbed and thinking, how will the people of this age of Kali ever become Krishna conscious? He was very disturbed and full of anxiety, and he felt so miserable that only Krishna could satisfy his question. So he went to Dwaraka. Now, when he was now in Dwaraka, an interesting episode took place. Krishna was in his palace on the throne, and he told his servants to please bring Rukmini. Wanted to see her. Rukmini came, it's one of his queens. And when Rukmini came and saw him, she began to cry. But Krishna said, I don't understand you. Usually you are so happy. Why are you crying? You are so happy in my association. When you really said you don't know all the things, you cannot understand all the things. What you cannot understand is the mood of your devotees. You know when Shiva dances, you know what is going on in every planet of the universe, but you do not know the mood of your devotees. Krishna said, I'm very surprised that you say this, Rukmini. Can you please explain it? Yes. I'm crying because I know one day these lotus feet will leave me. You will walk in a few days out of the palace. But why is this? Why are you crying? I can't even know here. All your desires seem to be fulfilled now. Why do you think of the future? Then Rukmini said, can't you understand how dear you are to me? Krishna was embarrassed. By seeing your feet, the people are delivered to eternal life. These feet are worshipped by the devatas and the devotees. When someone who is attached worships your feet, he becomes elevated to transcendental piety. Please give me the benediction that I will never be separated from these lotus feet. So when Krishna heard this love of his queen, his dear queen Rukmini, he was overwhelmed, and he took her next to him on the throne, and he actually cried tears of love. So at this moment, Narada Muni came. And Krishna said, Narada, you are also looking so. Rukmini is disturbed for a very transcendental reason. You look full of anxiety. What is your... A Kali Yuga is coming in, everyone will be a Maya, everyone will be a Kali Yuga. You know, no chance for Krishna consciousness. So it was a very special day. It was very rarely told, this Leela. It will have a very interesting ending. So Narayana said, my dear Lord, Kali Yuga is approaching soon. And the people will be so fallen, they will be engaged in all illicit activities, and they will never ever be able to come back to you. What are you going to do about it? That time Krishna became very thoughtful. Rukmini had just told him he couldn't understand the love of the devotees for him. and it was effect. He couldn't understand Rukmini's mood. Rukmini had told him, if you ever want to understand the mood of your devotee, you must also become a devotee. Krishna had answered that this is a very interesting proposal. I never thought of this. But you are correct. And then Narada Muni came and said that Kali Yuga is approaching. So then Krishna just put these two points together. He thought, I want to understand myself more and I want to understand what the devotees find so valuable in me, and I need to understand it from the perspective of a devotee. And also, it's ideal to come in Kali Yuga as a devotee and preach the Yuga Dharma of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because everyone in Kali Yuga thinks he is God, even the Baba. So if I come as God, they will think, oh, I can also be God. So let me be like a devotee and experience Krishna conscious, that mood. So then when Narada Muni was totally disturbed, what am I going to do about it? Krishna just showed a form which he had not shown before. The form looked dazzling like a golden mountain, a mountain from gold. Today I saw in the present something which was gold. Gold, you know how much gold plated? Gold covered with gold. It looked so good, but we couldn't look at it for long because it was meant for the deities. They must first enjoy it. So maybe a mountain of real gold. So beautiful. It was a tall form, it is described. And then he said in this form, I will appear as a devotee. This is the solution for Kali Yuga. And I also have my own reasons to appear as a devotee. And this is actually how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So when Narada Muni saw this form, he was overwhelmed with love. Tears came and he just would say, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. Gaura Gopala. He didn't say Gaura Gopala at that time. Too confidential for Narada Muni. And then he left the palace and came to Bhavavikashram. And in Bhavavikashram, he met upon a very dear devotee of the Lord. This devotee was, of course, Uddhava, who was crying also, because he also could see the Kali Yuga was coming. What will happen, said Uddhava. Ah, said Narada Muni, don't cry. No problem. Krishna will personally appear in his golden form as a devotee and will spread Krishna consciousness. And Uddhava said, really? How do you know? I saw with my own eyes. So attractive form. Then Uddhava gave up all dejection and together with Narada Muni danced and danced and danced, chanting Gaura, 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 Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari, they said. So, we in this movement for Krishna consciousness are very intimately related to the purpose of Krishna, because Krishna purpose in this age is to come and spread Krishna consciousness. We are very fortunate because by executing this purpose of Krishna, we will come to the elevated position of his instrument. The only thing we do have we have to give up is this kataham illumity, the thought that we are the doers. Then Krishna can take us as his transcendental instruments in the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. So if you just think about this, that your duty in life is to become Krishna conscious and give it to others. If you can manage to think about this, you will be glorious as an instrument. But if in Krishna consciousness you think separate from the purpose of the Lord, if you maintain a bina drik, it's called in Sanskrit, a separated vision, then it will take a long time before you can be picked up as the instrument of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you only do some preaching, explain the supreme secret, you will be guaranteed to go back home, back to Godhead. So on such a glorious, when such a nice festival as Nityananda Appearance Day reaches the end, we should use our intelligence to rededicate ourselves to the duties which we take up in spreading Krishna consciousness. That will be our success in life. In this regard, we should also understand that sometimes it is necessary to take a little risk in spreading Krishna consciousness. For instance, going out every day to the people who are so much in Maya is certainly a risk. One can be infected by this. But if you just think about preaching Krishna consciousness as good as you can, you won't be affected. Every one of us should make an arrangement to this in this regard. So, Hare Krishna, it is, I think, a good time to ask for some questions. Oh, I see Kishore is looking dejected on the floor. No? Not? As a farmer, we can also do. This is a mission, farming also. We have just now spoken with our devotees from the farm management. We will, in this year, have many festivals. We want to make seminars with many guests coming. We already started with the Easter seminar. We want to try to get over 100 guests for 4 days. There's a plan to make something prasadam here and distribute it from here all over. Sisi Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. We should actually bring people to see Radha Madan Mohan. There are many leelas in regards to Radha Madan Mohan, how they changed the life of people who just had one darshan. I remember one Leela, Krishna Kalia was coming, he was an engineer. And he came one day, he just heard about it, and there were only 2 devotees doing the Aratik, Chitakara and myself, I believe. Yes, I was there. And the Aratik was going on. It was noon Aratik, 12 o'clock. And then as Radha Prabhu, who performed the Aratik, was handing, like the pujaris do sometimes, the flower which was offered to the deities out and put it on the railing. The railing, is it? So I simply took the flower and was and then gave that flower to this Indian man who was standing there and gazing at the deities. He took the flower, we have to give, and then went out of the room. And we spoke a little bit about with him, and then we needed Lakshmi, and I'm always very blunt when we need Lakshmi. I said, can you please give me 1,800 marks? We need Lakshmi for Krishna service. He said, yes, no problem. What? No problem? I was surprised. He became our life member. And the next week he came and I asked him, why were you so surrendered? What was going on? And he said, then he gave me the flower which was offered. This rose, it changed my life. I felt very moved. I looked at Srimati Radharani and I understood a message from her that I should give up my material life. What to speak of a little donation. It has changed his life and he still has this flower. He has kept it. It is dry now, but he has kept it. And he is now the headmaster of the Gurukul in Vrindavan. His young son is Dharmaraj, who is the CSAT. Mercy of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, they will make them devotees. So if we are a farmer like Kishore, or a farm devotee taking care, this is a glorious position. Don't look dejected on the floor when you hear about preaching. You are also a preacher. Mm-hmm. And you were just spacing out maybe. Sorry, not saving you, it's just thinking of different services. Krishna consciousness is easy when we just make our mind a little easy. So Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding this? Bhakta Vatsala? Yes. The explanation is like this. Krishna has a very high standard. He also says, for one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, he doesn't speak of the non-devotees. So then what are we doing? Are we unauthorized? Well, it is like this. Krishna's standard is very high because he doesn't want to be disturbed by fools. He is engaged in his lila. However, he has given his kripa shakti, his mercy and energy to the devotees. And the devotees, they just go, okay, Krishna is right. But everyone is a devotee, potential. In a potential form. And he then goes with the Kripa Shakti and connects. Therefore, we need to be guided by a pure devotee because Krishna's standard is too high for us. We don't need it. First, give up everything. I mean, have we done this? Well, we want to do it, but certain things are still lingering in our mind. And therefore we have to just, we can't just go to Krishna because he will just not accept us like this. We have to go to the pure devotee and ask him, please, lead us, as I'm getting into the heaven, mercy! We must get the mercy. And the pure devotee goes, really? Well, then I have to give it. He's even more afraid of Krishna's reaction. And the point is that Krishna has arranged it like this. Krishna has arranged it like this, that his Kripa Shakti is with the devotees. He has given it to the devotees. Very good. Advancement. Krishna has raised it like this. Therefore, we need to go to it. So, the devotees are, in some sense, described as being no merciful than Krishna. But of course, we can't really say it because if Krishna really didn't want it, the devotees would also not be able to give the mercy. Yes, this is. Now, but you asked about the offense. Now, where is the borderline? What can we say and what, when does it become offensive? Is it? This is the question. It's a big subject. Well, I would say, don't speak about the confidential glories to non-devotees. Krishna is not different from his name, for instance. They are very confidential things. Do you know that, I mean, that Hare Krishna Mantra and Srimati Radharani, that's a very confidential subject. You won't even can't explain these things. Even to young devotees, it is not good. Because they will not be able to understand. They're very confidential subjects in that, in relationship to the holy name of philosophy. Cannot be explained before one is mature to hear. Yeah. When you distribute books or when you preach, you should always make sure that the other person doesn't become offensive. That's your duty. Then you avoid. But no, it is, Bhakta Vatsala, it is not a contradiction because Krishna has given that Kripa Shakti to his devotees. Now, a devotee usually will also look a little bit to whom he is talking. He will avoid the demon. Sometimes our preachers are a little bit fighters, you know, they want to, finish the demon. Crush the demoniac, you know. But the devotee should learn to discriminate between the demons, the innocent, and the innocent. I think this answers the question. Krishna is very merciful. If you are more merciful than him, he is very merciful towards you. Also, there is the secret is given in all our other avatars. The Kripa Shakti is under the control. You Kripa Shakti, you understand? Mercy, energy. Is under the control of the Icha Shakti, the willing potency of the Lord. Like here, the Lord says, I don't want that this is explained to the non-devotees. It's not my intention. He says, this confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. This is a hard standard. Don't talk to these people. That's what Krishna says. So here you see that his Kripa Shakti is under the rule of his Icha, his willing. He says, this is my want. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar, he's not discriminating like this. Even Jagai and Madai get the mercy. Even drunkards get the mercy. Even us get the mercy. Isn't that a wonder? So that is Mahaprabhu's appearance. And that's why I wanted to give you this little preview, you know, this little story, this leela. Here Krishna is totally besides himself. You know, he is not in the mood of Krishna. Rukmini had told him, you don't understand the mood of your devotees up to the time that you also become one of them. And Krishna says, good point, I see your point. Never thought of it. And then he does it. So he is a very special incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Bhaira, brothers, if you do not establish your relationship to Gaura Nitai, no chance for us. Krishna won't accept it. I know one devotee was very happy, oh, I am very close to Krishna, went to Vrindavan and said, oh, I'm not very close to her, and so I'm not very close to Krishna. I need mercy to get closer. And this is happening. Krishna has such a high standard. Very high. But Mahaprabhu, not. And the servants of Mahaprabhu, also not. Therefore, we will roll in the dust of Navadvip in a few, 30 times we have to get away. Then chant Gaura Gaura, please help me, some mercy. Then we will come back to all of you, bring dust, throw it on your heads, and you must also chant Gaura Gaura, and then everything is clear. Hare Krishna. Hansu? This is Hansu, you do not know him. Hashu. He preaches in Romania. Very. When, Hashu asked, Hashu, yeah, when do we know that someone is useless and a waste of time when we preach to him? I often ask myself this question, and my private answer is, as long as you can see, Sisi Prabhu Kumaro Vagi, as long as you can see even the tiniest spark of desire to become Krishna conscious, you have to help them, and you have to make the desire stronger. Sometimes by being very kind to the person, sometimes by being very hard to the person. You nonsense. You have to find ways and means to make the spark come bigger and bigger and bigger. But when you see that there is not even a spark of desire to become Krishna conscious, then you cannot help that person. So our work as preachers is to fan the spark. Funken, den Funken Luft zu fächern, dass er größer wird. This is my personal realization. It's also a very good practice in our own Krishna consciousness if we learn to be forgiving and overlook the sometimes disturbing qualities of people. A very good practice. Light hair? Blonde. Yeah. No. You don't know. One Purnamasi has totally white hair. Then there is the father of Nanda Maharaj Pajanya. Totally white hair. But they want to see blonde hair, right? That's something else, like Jonas, huh? Or red hair. Blonde. Yellow hair, like yellow hair. How do you say it in English? Blonde hair. Blonde hair. Why? It seems some disturbance of the pigment, you know. Must that be in the spiritual world? No, it is described about Narada Muni. It's also described. Golden, it looks like gold. Even better, you can say. Gold. Yeah. I mean, that is not the problem. I mean, it's just the hair. Body is not the problem, because they want, you know, the Scandinavians have a pride of their blonde hair. And then they want to see where are the blue eyes. Can say what to speak of blonde hair. Some of the gopis have red bodies and green bodies. It's so colorful. Can say why are you so brown, just blonde hair? Do you know that some of them have green bodies? It looks beautiful. You can say no problem. Narada Muni and Kapila, you are not special. Yes. Yeah, but okay, so sometimes. golden hair. Golden hair. So, no. Yes. No, our paintings and Prabhupada was on the planet. Each painting is very authentic. They were all shown to Srila Prabhupada. And if there was something not quite right, and speculation, Prabhupada corrected it, and the corrections were brought, were put into the paintings, and then only it got printed. So we have very good paintings. It cannot be said that they are not correct. You can say, your whole approach is wrong to Krishna consciousness. You won't go to dance on the platform of the stage of human affairs and racist concerns. But if you want to understand Krishna consciousness, you have to enter the logic and the stage of God. That's the difference. If he is a little interested and a little sincere, you have to tell him. In this way, he's asking, why doesn't he come down on our platform and behave like one of us or look like one of us? He will never be able to solve the mystery of Krishna. He should ask the other way around, why don't I come to his standard and to his service? This condition serves like Vipayaya Smriti, and Smriti which is an intelligence which is twisted. Book. Mm-hmm. Namen, sorry, ich habe das nicht gesehen. Well, if someone is, Mother asked about wasting our time with someone again. Well, if he doesn't want to become Krishna conscious, then your preaching is like pouring ghee, good ghee, on an ashes. There has to be a little spark so that you pour it on. Now, when there is a little spark of interest, but the devotees sometimes do wrong, that's when they ought, they just pour everything. Jung and Mahavishnu and the universes come out from his, from the pores of his skin. And you know why prasadam is good? Because the saliva, the speichel. Speichel. Du verstehst Speichel? Yeah. Speichel. Yeah. The saliva of Krishna is inside. I never come here again. You know, I heard this once. You know, so I had given this lecture in the morning to devotees, and then in Sunday feast, the good, well-meaning devotee just was telling it to the people. He was very inspired by this. Was very. I mean, I thought I will never again say these things. But only talk about the Gita philosophy. So then you have a little spark. You have to not pull too much because it will go out. Just enough. So you can waste your time if there is no interest. That is a fact. You can waste your time. Sometimes you have to awaken the interest. If you meet someone, you can say, this is very interesting, very philosophical. But at one time, you have to see that the interest is coming. Sometimes what a preacher has to learn is to become unattached. Sometimes he may have to leave the person for a while. And after a year or so, he gets a letter in the post, and the circumstances in the life of that person have changed. Maybe a near and dear one has died, or an accident happened, and then they are interested. This sometimes happens. Good, Hare Krishna. I think we have reached a natural end. Thank you for attending this lecture. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.